Now time for a locker room chat with Centralia boys head basketball coach Nick Evans, and they are also coming off three straight wins, much like the girls team, and coach will start off with that game back on last Friday against Frankfort, and this is a scrappy Wildcats team that you guys played, and Wes Anderson, one of the best athletes in the area, but you guys took care of business, got that win, that was a big one for you guys.
Yeah, the Frankfort is a up-and-coming team. I mean, they're playing good. I told Coach Schreiner that I'm glad they're not in our sub state because I wouldn't want to mess with them. They have role players that play their role, and then Wes, I don't know who the best player in our league is, but he's up there in the conversation. He's really talented, and he's a difference maker for sure. And you got to pay attention to him. They are disciplined. And I talked to Coach Clifton Clyde, and he said exactly what they did. He said the moment you think that you're stretching away from them, here they come clawing back, and they do that. So that's a sign of a good coach team, and they just play hard.
Yeah, and Frankfort almost beat Clifton Clyde in the quarterfinals of the TVL tournament too, and that was quite the duel there, as Frankfort had the lead for most of the way, but ended up being Clifton Clyde's win. But getting back to you guys here, you guys get a couple of non-league games after the game on Friday. On Monday, you defeat Marysville 49-33, and then yesterday you win at St. Mary's 71-57, 71 points for you guys, a very high total, and that is a very good Bears team that you guys just beat as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Marysville team, the Otak kid is a solid, I mean, he's as solid as they come, and we knew these two games. I mean, they're not league games, but they are big games as far as, you know, record for sub-state. And it was just a, you know, go into them and see where you sit, because you're going to be playing. If you're going to do what you want to do, you have to play teams like that. You know, in our sub-state, you got to play teams like that. And if you want to go beyond sub-state, you're going to be playing teams in those categories like that. So it's good for us to play those games and just kind of see where you sit. And the Otak kid is one of the best in the state. And then you follow it up with a Hurley kid last night who's one of the best in the state. And so it's good to play those games. And it's nice to see our kids battle, because St. Mary's, man, they were going crazy from three in the first half. And we were just hoping that, because they played Monday night too, just like we did, and they had a tough game against Riley County. And we were hoping that their legs would start wearing and those threes are a little shorter and not so automatic. And it kind of got that way. And so we kind of just kept working inside. And the threes were going for us too, so that helped a lot. But Maverick Becker, he plays a huge role for us because he guards the other team's best player every night, and he put on some miles these past 2 days.
And so did Quentin Aldifer. He has been just incredible. He went 5 for 5 from beyond the arc in the first half, you tell me, in that win versus St. Mary's. How important is it that he's been able to really get going on offense?
Like I told you before this, I got to coach him in junior high, and then we had, you know, summer league in Royal Valley, and he did that this summer every game. And we knew that for us to go where we want to go, we need Quentin. And it frees up Reese, and it frees up Paxton, and it alleviates a little stress too, because, you know, you have someone else you can lean on. It's not always, doesn't always have to be them. And he has been on a 5-game run here of being extremely solid, and he is a huge part of our team, and I'm glad that he's doing what he's capable of doing.
And kind of talking about how you guys are standing in the TVL, 6-0, a game back of Clifton Clyde, since you guys didn't play any non-league games the past couple of days. Clifton Clyde was able to get a half game on you guys, but you guys still have some work to do in TVL play, including on Friday at Valley Heights, in which we'll be broadcasting that game. Head coach Drew Honus, in his first year, has his team playing pretty well. He has some good talent, and this should be an interesting one. Your thoughts on this matchup here?
Yeah, I mean, it's any team. I mean, we've had this conversation all year that if you're going to play a TVL team, it's going to be a tough game. It doesn't matter who you're playing. Records don't matter in this league, because anybody can beat anybody. And this is... It's got to be up there in the conversation of one of the best leagues in the state, especially this year. It is so balanced and so, you know, top to bottom. So we definitely have our work cut out for us, and I know they'll be ready to go.
which is why it's so surprising that you guys are undefeated. As good as this league is, you guys are 6-0 as of right now, 4-2 in non-league play. I'm sure there's some relief there to get done with those non-league games, because you guys had a brutal schedule. We had Nemaha Central, Hiawatha, a couple of 3A teams, Care Paravel, very scrappy team, as well as NEK Homeschool. That was back in December, but you guys are done with that now after a couple more games in early February.
And 3A.
Goodness, you guys have just been all over the place. But you guys have 5 games in the final stretch here in TVL play before Substate. So, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck this week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Centralia boys and basketball coach Nick Evans here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Winkland Oil Company.